It's the Hip Hop Project 88.7 WLUW Chicago. Cosm Rocks, your host, and we want to welcome in an actor who you all know from some of our favorite movies such as Higher Learning, Bamboozled, True Romance, and from television shows like The War at Home and Prison Break. I want to welcome in Michael Rapaport. What's going on, Mike?
Thanks for having me, man. How's it going?
Good, good, good. The movie is Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest, and it opens July 15th. And you guys can catch it in Chicago here at Century Theater, River East, and Cine Arts Evanston. First of all, congrats on winning the LA Film Festival's Audience Award for Best Documentary. I'm sure that was a thrill for you.
It was a real thrill. It was exciting. It was, you know, a little bit of validation for all our hard work. And I'm excited about it. I know Chicago has a big hip-hop audience. It's got a long music, obviously, and hip-hop history. And I'm looking forward to, you know, people in Chicago getting ready to see it.
When did you first start working on the documentary?
We started filming in August of 2008 and finished the movie in December of 2010, in 2.5 years. By the time the movie comes out, it'll be a 3-year passion project. It's been, you know, exciting, frightening, exhilarating, and overwhelming at times, but I wouldn't change it for the world, and couldn't be more proud of the end result. I think, you know, obviously the only way to get something really good is to put everything into it. And, you know, we definitely put it all on the line for this.
Well, take us back a little bit. When did you first get the idea, the concept to put this movie together?
The idea for the film came together. It was really an organic thing. I was at a show that Tribe did in 2006 in Los Angeles. And, you know, they hadn't performed that much in a while. And everybody was so happy to see them. And backstage, I said to the guys, you know, I want to do a documentary about Tribe Called Quest. And they were like, go ahead, do it. And then we didn't get started then. And then in 2008, they went back on tour, and they were headlining the Rock the Bells tour, which is a huge tour. And they were the headlines with more sort of quote-unquote relevant artists of today. And that's when I was like, yo, I want to do it. And getting started was quite honestly one of the more easier things of this whole process. You know, I talked to Q-Tip. I asked him. I approached him. He said, yeah. And then I talked to the rest of the guys, and you know, a week later, you know, it was me and my DP, Robert Benavidez, who's actually from Chicago, so I'm going to name drop him, and just two other guys, and we started making a movie. And, you know, at the time, I didn't think it was going to, you know, turn into something that, you know, is coming out in theaters by, you know, being distributed by Sony Pictures Classics. It was really just, you know, an organic, you know, independently financed, independently spirited project that kind of steamrolled and gained momentum along the way. And it's a tribute to, you know, the people around me that worked with me, but more importantly to A Tribe Called Quest. And you know, really, you know, a lot of participation and cooperation from the hip-hop community. You know, people, probably the second easiest thing on making the film was getting people to talk about A Tribe Called Quest. You know, people like Pharrell, Common, Questlove and Tariq from The Roots, and the Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, and you know, so many people participated in the movie and had, you know, numerous, you know, flattering things to say and anecdotes and insights into their music. And, you know, I mean, they really have a, you know, Tribe Called Quest has an influence all over the place, and, you know, people are very respectful and admiring of the group.
Now, I know you've done some work directing on television, but this is your first film directorial effort, right?
Yeah. It's the first film I directed, and obviously it's my first documentary that I directed, and which is a totally different animal. But some of the things that, you know, being around, you know, on sets for 20 years now, I don't want to date myself, but it is what it is. And, you know, and working with some really good directors and, you know, understanding storytelling and understanding the camera and, you know, just understanding what it takes to sort of collaborate and get the best out of people around you was very helpful from being an actor. You know, but you know, this was daunting at times and overwhelming at times, and particularly the editing process was probably the most challenging, frightening place to be at times. But when we were able to piece things together, you know, into scenes, it was the most exhilarating feeling. It was so exciting when, like, you know, you're sort of taking this collage of resources and then turning it into a scene. It was just like it was magical.
So I know you talked about some of the challenges. Was that the most exciting thing about putting this all together? Just seeing it all
definitely,
play out?
Yeah, definitely the most exciting thing was putting it together when it started to come to life, and it started to take on, you know, a life of its own and become a story that was beyond what I had expected and was beyond my expectations. I mean, definitely, like, that was, like, thrilling. It was, like, you know, like, euphoric almost. You're like, you know, you because you think you're going to get one thing, and, you know, and then while you're going there, you're fighting that, you know, it's not going to work out. And then when it all comes together, it's like, you know, it's cool.
The Hip Hop Project 88.7 WLUW Chicago. If you're just joining us, Michael Rappaport calling in to talk about the new movie Beats, Rhymes, and Life, Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. I saw that Five Dog has pretty much been alongside you almost every step of the way, at least publicly. First of all, how's he doing health-wise, and how big of a factor was Fife in creating the movie?
Well, Fife's health is really good these days. You know, during the movie, we happened to be shooting when he was going through, you know, obviously the fight of his life. He is struggling from diabetes and some of the neglect he's had with his diabetes, and his body, you know, went through a lot, you know, the last 6 or 7 years. So he's doing really well. He's come on the other side of his surgery. You know, Fife was very honest, candid, open, and patient with me throughout the whole filmmaking process, as were all the guys. They were very forthcoming, you know, open, honest, and you know, gave me easy access, you know, throughout the whole shooting of the movie. So I mean, all of them were great, and Fife was definitely, you know, his honesty in this film is very impactful and you know, and very emotional to watch.
How disappointing was it to you to see the way things kind of played out with Q-Tip, and would you do anything differently if you had a chance to do it again?
I wouldn't do anything. Well, you know, technically I would do things differently. I would do a couple of things differently just in terms of, you know, the organization and the pre-planning of making a movie, in a documentary movie. I would do some things differently. But if I had, you know, thought twice or, you know, tried to, you know, sort of, you know, think it through a little more, I wouldn't have gotten started. So yeah, there would be some things technically that could have made this process easier for me and probably easier for A Tribe Called Quest. As far as Q-Tip, you know, supporting or not supporting the film and having it play out on Twitter and on MTV the way it did a little bit, you know, it was disappointing. I know I played my part in it. I didn't initiate it, but that's just the way it turned out. It was definitely a surprise. It was the last thing that I thought would have happened with something that I know I came into with great expectations. Fortunately, you know, he's expressed that he loves the movie and that he wants people to go see it. So that's cool. And if me and him, you know, ever, you know, become friends again, or, you know, repair what we had as a friendship, that's cool. If not, it's all good. You know, I've done my best, you know, as a filmmaker, and I've done my best as a you know, an upstanding businessman throughout this process. You know, I know that the material and the nature of the film is sensitive, and I probably would be a little bit concerned with the way I came off if anybody did a documentary about me that was as interpersonal as Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. But, you know, I really have tried every single thing I can to be as respectful and as honest, but also keep the integrity of the film intact at the same time. So I can't do any more. I mean, I could say, you know, this movie has taken a lot out of me, but it's because I put everything into it.
We're wrapping things up right now with Michael Rappaport, actor, director, and the movie is called Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. Catch it in Chicago, July 15th. And
yep.
I know you're a huge fan of hip-hop since hip-hop's infancy, pretty much. And it's been over a decade since Tribe put out their last studio album. And in today's popular culture, and hip-hop has become so disposable in a lot of ways, at least in the mainstream media, and a lot of the artists have become so forgettable. What do you think it is about A Tribe Called Quest that has, you know, remained so influential, and how they remain so popular over the years, considering it's been so long since they last put out an album?
I think the thing that made Tribe so influential and so timeless is the musicality. You know, the music and the production was just, there's an emotional quality to the music. I think obviously Fife and Q-Tip were two of the best, you know, MCs individually, and obviously as a group, you know, they were enormous. And their chemistry, the inclusiveness of their music, the honesty that they put into the music, the humility that was in the music, and the messages in the music, and the innuendos and references, you know, it was Tribe Called Quest music was for everybody, and it was rooted in hardcore hip hop, but it was somehow easy listening. So it's like this really incredible mix of true hip hop in its truest form, but easy to swallow. It's weird. I'd have this down, all this press and talk I've done about A Tribe Called Quest, but you know, it's just the charisma. There's an it factor that they had in their music, and that made it, you know, for everybody. And everybody came, and everybody's still coming. And the influence can be seen in people like Drake, Common, you know, the Black Eyed Peas, and Kanye West, who, you know, is obviously from Chicago.
No doubt. Wrapping it up with you and, you know, talking about Tribe, and you've seen things up close and personal. You've been working with them so closely over the past few years. In your opinion, do you think they would ever reunite and record an album again?
In my opinion, based on everything that I know, and I've been exposed to at this point, and I don't know everything, nor have I been exposed to everything, but in my opinion, I would say I don't think A Tribe Called Quest is ever going to make another album. I think that A Tribe Called Quest will probably do some shows when timing's right and the price is right and all the things are lined up. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I would probably today I would bet that, you know, Tribe Called Quest won't make another full album. But you know, we still have, you know, the other ones, and that music, you know, it's still great.
What's next on deck for you, be it either acting or directing? What do you got up next?
You know, really, my whole, you know, creative and artistic and business, you know, life has been consumed by Beats, Rhymes, and Life. And you know, I'm promoting the crap out of the movie because I love it and I'm passionate about it. And until this process is done, you know, this will be what I'm doing. I want to, you know, direct another film before the end of the year. I want to do a narrative film, and I'm always going to act and want to act and continue to do that because it's what I love and comes most natural to me. And you know, just try to stay out of trouble, man.
Michael Rappaport, we appreciate it so much, you coming on the show, talking about the movie, and we wish you the best of luck with Beats, Rhymes, and Life. We think it's going to do nothing but great things. And once again, we appreciate it, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you too, man. I'll see you soon.